And so here with us this evening is the well-known raconteur and wit, an ace comic strip character himself, one of the stars of the program Can You Top This? And the man who will tell you what befell your comic strip heroes today, Harry Hirschfeld.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. When it comes to Can You Top This?, the mayor is tops. I never enjoyed anything in my life as I did his reading of the comics yesterday. But the mayor knows how to handle comedy. He's been around the Board of Estimate longer than I have. But anyhow, I don't know how the mayor is going to take my reading. In fact, the only fire a mayor doesn't go to is when he burns up. Oh, will he burn up in a few minutes. But I'm coming first to that great Daily Mirror comic, Joe Palooka. Here's what appeared this morning. You know, Palooka has been fighting the intrigues of the Nazis, and he knows that the Nazi intrigue is still going on. And this very thrilling scene here, he's on this island, and his pal, armed, is trying to stop him from getting to the inky waters to go to the next island. And Palooka wants to go. So he keeps saying, "Joey, them sharks, please don't go, Pally." And Palooka says, "I once read a book that said sharks don't attack men unless they're old ones. Then they can't chase fast fish, or if they smell blood. Keep shooting once in a while, so long," and he dives. But his pal seems to be very, very worried here. Oh, he's got a worried expression. And he says to Palooka, Palooka's now in the water, and he says, "If you ain't back in a short time, I'm coming out, and I can't swim either. You hear, you're nuts. Why, you brave sap. Oh, Joey, don't try it. Come back." But in the inky, dangerous water, Palooka is swimming away. Now, it's very, very thrilling. A little later, I'll give you a sneak preview of the Daily Mirror's Palooka for tomorrow. Now I come to the New York Evening Sun. The one is called Doc by Ving Fuller. It shows Doc with a spade. He's got a funny costume on him, and he's digging. Then he's throwing tomato seeds into the hole. And then he has a big bottle, it says penicillin, and he's got a hose attached, and he's squirting the stuff into the hole, and he says, "This is powerful stuff." And what do you think comes out on the tree? Already growing ketchup in bottles. That's what he's got in this one. That's the sun. Now, we come to the Daily News, Dick Tracy. Of course, it reminds me of my own Desperate Desmond days on the old New York Evening Journal. Of course, you all know about Breathless and Old Wet Wash. And here's what they had this morning. It said, it says the final laundry, and the voice come out and says, "When I stopped suddenly, I heard that pan bang against the truck. Just how did you get in here?" Then the scene shows a scene in the truck and a lot of money around with bags of money. And says, and Breathless says, "Well, you see, I was just hitchhiking. I ride downtown to do some shopping, and he says, "Gonna buy a couple of handkerchiefs, no doubt. Why, there's thousands of dollars there." And he's got a big laugh on his face, and the laundry bags around. He says, "Listen, baby, I don't care who you are or how you got here, but I'm interested in the Mazuma." And he's looking at the money, and he's got a big smile, kind of a vicious smile. And he says, "Now just tell Wet Wash all about it. I think you and I can get together." Now we come to the Journal American, a great comic by George McManus, bringing up father. The daughter saying to Maggie, the wife, "I saw Daddy fighting in the cigarette line at the corner store. I think it's horrid." Says, "Right, I'll talk to him." So old Jiggs is standing, he says, "Huh?" And Maggie's letting him have it with that one eye of hers, and she says, "You heard me. I'll not have you fighting for smokes on street corners. I'll not be disgraced by your actions." And then she doesn't let up yet. She's going for him again. She says, "Well, if my brother could give up smoking, there's no reason you can't." She says, "No, but..." And he says, "Listen, the reason he gave up smoking is because he has a stiff back, and he can't bend over to pick up the cigars or cigarettes." That's Jiggs. Of course, tomorrow night... I've got other comics here to read. Tomorrow night, Joe Laurie Jr. of Can You Top This? Is going to be here to read them. But I got to warn Joe Laurie Jr. now that these are in English. And then on Thursday, Senator Ford, creator of Can You Top This?, will be the guest, and he will read it. Now, I got one from the World Telegram. Red Rider. Oh, I like these melodramatic strips. Let's want to see what Red Rider. She, the gal here, all dressed up very fancy and chaps and everything, and she's backing up. See, they don't give names sometimes to these fellows here, and if you don't catch on right away what these are all about. Oh, yeah, oh, this one. I know this one. And she says, neither one is hurt bad, Red. Because he's got his guns facing these two criminals, these two bandits. And Red says, I reckon Jay will stop your crooked career, Busick. And these crooks say, you got us wrong, Ryder. They're trying to apologize. Then there's a close-up of Red. And he's got this big gat. And he says, blowing up the railroad, robbing the Duchess, an attempted murder. Sounds mighty naughty to me. So they got to tying up these two bandits here. And Red saying, tie them up, Beth. Then free the Duchess and Little Beaver. And she says, with pleasure. That's in the World... That's Red Ryder tonight. I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. I didn't get a chance to see. And now, Joe Palooka. Here's a sneak preview on Joe Palooka by Ham Fisher. And here's what's going to happen tomorrow in case you don't get your paper. You know, he finally reached the island after a terrible swim, a dangerous swim. He's reached this other island. It looks like a lava-type island. And he's looking back and he says in this black, inky water, says, I don't see nothing, yes. There's a life buoy. It wasn't there the other day. And then he sees a wire on this thing, and he takes a hold of the wire, and he said, here's wire. Wonder where it goes. Golly, there comes the Nazis. You see, there's two Nazis that are coming back at the hill. You can just see them very lightly. He says, here comes the Nazis. I better stay down. Gee, this is a tough spot. Now he got the two Nazis here, and these two Nazis are dressed like all these Nazi tourists. One got shorts on, the other's got the regular duck suit, and I guess they're talking their own way, and one says, Druten said that the Americans wouldn't want it to come out here, but he led them to another place. And the other Nazi says, the buoy is still in the place. See if the wire is still connected. Pull on it. That's Palooka for tomorrow. Now let's see what other comics we got here. We'll read now. Let's see, from the Journal American. Let's see Tuffy. Tuffy is going to the movies with the little girl. Says the regular movie sign, and he's coming up to the box. And the manager says, congratulations, young man. You're the millionth person to buy a ticket to this theater. And the manager says, and in recognition, I hereby present you with this lifetime pass. This is cute. And the girl says, I demand a recount. Is there anything else, boys, that you want to read? Or do I have to keep moving? Keep on talking. Here, more comics? Let me see now. Well, we've got in the Mirror, Mickey Finn. Which one is this? The New York Telegram? Well, I'll take it. But here's Mickey Finn. And says, Phil in love? Yes, Mr. Mintmore. And with a woman that we're sure is just trying to use him because he's sheriff. The next picture says, what do you mean by use him, Mickey? And he says, it's kind of a long story, Mr. Mintmore. You'd better sit down. I think Mintmore talks that way. I don't know. And now he's engaged to her. He gave her the diamond ring last night. He says, I can see why you are worried. And Phil refuses to believe these things you found out about her. That's right, Mr. Mintmore. I hate to ask it, but do you suppose you could do anything? Well, I don't know, Mickey. You've thrown all this at me pretty fast. Let me think. Now, let's see what else we got here. Oh, you know what I like? Also, the Flop Family. Oh, I love the Flop Family. He says, I can't stand it in here any longer. I'm going to give her the money for a new hat. So they're talking over the back fence, the two women. And one says, always feel better after a real good cry. And she said, it gets things out of your system, sort of, Mrs. Flop. She says, no, it gets things out of my husband. Yeah, I think that's a good gag at that. Now, listen, how long can I keep on talking here? You know, I mean, but I do want to say this about our mayor. Nobody has more admiration for him than I have. I think his duplicate will never take place again in this country. May he live long, because there'll never be two like him. He has a grand sense of humor. He has a grand sense of proportion. Once in a while, he flies off the handle, yes. But when he flies off the handle, it's because he's intensely human. But there's so much of the calm about him, so much that's marvelous, that I want to take personal tribute for him right here and say it. And when he did this thing about the comics yesterday, you couldn't help but love him for it. Every child loved him for it. Grown-ups who are always will be children love him. And there's nothing you can do for me, Mr. Mayor, that I'm asking for. You're going out of office anyhow. If I have to get a police pass, I'll look for one of the other two guys. But thanks for the privilege. And if I can come here on Wednesday again, I'll be happy to do it. But in the meantime, you're going to get Joe Laurie tomorrow, and on Thursday, Senator Ford. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Harry Hirschfield. Thank you for enabling our thousands of New York youngsters and oldsters, too, to go to bed happy and peaceful together, safe in the knowledge that their comic strip heroes have successfully come through another day of peril and adventure. And remember, folks, as long as this newspaper delivery strike lasts, your city station will broadcast these daily comic strip roundups twice daily. The morning papers at 8.05 a.m. and the evening paper strips at 6.15 p.m. with Harry Hirschfield, who appeared by invitation of the mayor, Senator Ford, Joe Laurie Jr., and Peter Donald of the Can You Top This program. And for all the latest world and local news, keep your dial at its present setting. This is the Municipal Broadcasting System.